Chapter 29, Fulfillment of the Needs of the Muslims. Allah the Exalted says, "And do good that you may be successful." 2277. 244. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, nor does hand him over to one who does him wrong. If anyone fulfills his brother's needs, Allah will fulfill his needs. If one relieves a Muslim of his troubles, Allah will relieve his troubles on the day of resurrection. And if anyone covers up a Muslim his sins, Allah will cover him up his sins on the day of resurrection.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that we should fulfill the needs of Muslims for the pleasure of Allah only, regardless of any vested interest or worldly motive. It is a very meritorious approach. The needs of people who adopt this attitude in life are fulfilled by Allah, and the reward they get for it in the hereafter will be greater than that is to be given in this world. 245. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'He who removes from a believer one of his difficulties of this world, Allah will remove one of his troubles on the day of resurrection. And he who finds relief for a hard-pressed person, Allah will make things easy for him on the day of resurrection. He who covers up the faults and sins of a Muslim, Allah will cover up his faults and sins in this world and in the hereafter. Allah supports his slave as long as the slave is supportive of his brother, and he who treads the path in search of knowledge, Allah makes that path easy, leading to Jannah for him. The people who assemble in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, learning it and teaching, there descends upon them the tranquility, and mercy covers them. The angels flock around them, and Allah mentions them in the presence of those near him. And he who lags behind in doing good deeds, his noble lineage will not make him go ahead." Muslim. Commentary. Besides other advantages mentioned in this hadith, we learn the following from it. 1. It is an act of great merit to relieve a Muslim from his financial difficulty. 2. To strive for attaining religious knowledge is a highly meritorious act. 3. To recite the noble Quran, make arrangement for its study and teaching, and hold meetings for the understanding and elucidation of the message of the noble Quran are acts of great distinction and reward.